What happened today and what's happening right now? We are in the early stages of an emerging worldwide epidemic headed toward an official pandemic, and the story out of Italy is really stunning. Use that as a template and lay that over any American city. Use Milan, a city in Italy that was hit very hard. Total cases in Italy now over 400. I was looking for an update on the hotel in the Canary Islands. Last I saw, 1,000 people were being held in quarantine in that 700-room four- or five-star hotel, however you will, and on and on and on and on. Hello, Henry. Welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. Good to be back. When you talk about the hotel in the Canary Islands...
Yeah.
I'm here. You have to say which one.
The Hotel Corona, I think that's the name of it.
There's two of them.
That was a joke. All right.
I know, but there's another
one.
There's
two of them. I didn't know.
On another island.
Oh.
In the Canary Islands. That also links back to Italy. not the same group. It's another group.
How many are in that hotel?
I don't know. Right now, there's the one person, and I know it's similar to the other one. I didn't zoom in, and I didn't get an address on that one. I just got a location. So the first one, I had the address, and it's large and on the ocean. This one's on the ocean, but not on the same island. It's on the island just to the west of the other one. And so they've got two different outbreaks on two different hotels on two different islands.
But are they both quarantined?
I don't know. This other one just came up today, so towards the end of the day. So I didn't get a whole lot of information other than the location and the person that was positive came from Italy, but that's all I know.
What's
about the
all right? Let me ask a question here, just to open the door. What's the deal with the apparent ferociousness of the Italians and this virus? I guess the same thing could be said about Iran. And now the German government has said that it no longer has the ability to track what they call these linked or chain infections. Right. We call them clusters, but they can't track them. So they've kind of just thrown their hands up and said,
"They can't.
Yeah,
they can't track them in either direction. They can't track them as to what the source was for their community transmissions, and they can't track them on the other side because there are too many contacts." And Germany's totally out of control. Germany's going to look just like Italy in a few days. And they're I think up to 27 positives. Uh-huh. But one of them is in, I think it's maybe two of them are a serious condition. And one of them is particularly bad. It was a couple. One was 47, the other was 46.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they had been symptomatic for how long?
Symptomatic for 3 days.
Yeah, I had 11.
They're really? Symptomatic. 2 weeks?
For 14 days. And the husband was at a carnival for 3 days.
And he's symptomatic?
Yeah, for all 3 days plus before that. And he's the one that was in intensive care, and he got transferred from one hospital to the other hospital. And his wife is a teaches or cares for it. I'm not sure it's all translations, but he's involved with kindergarten and elementary school students, and so those schools are closed. And they're starting
but
to
he was
see.
He wait he was somehow involved with the kids when he's symptomatic.
No, she was.
She was. I mean,
they got, and it's a husband and wife team. So wow. She was at the school, and he was at the carnival, and that's the cluster that they got too many to count. They have no idea how many people he interacted with at the carnival, and. Well, for her, they've got the schools closed down, and and that's one of the clusters in Germany. There was somebody from Italy that was also in the area, but he wasn't directly connected to them, and that's why I say he might have infected other people. Who one of them infected this couple, and they had a paratrooper, I think a soldier, was at the carnival, and he got infected, and then he's in the hospital at another city, and then there were three others that were infected. An employee of his company, I'm not sure what the company is, but an employee was infected, and that person's companion was infected. And
where was this carnival? So what city?
This is right near the border of both the Netherlands and I don't remember the other country, but the three countries are right together. So it's at the very western side of Germany, and it's,
But the European Union has wide open borders anyway. So I guess that's still policy. People can drive anywhere.
But I mean, literally, they're almost within walking distance of both of those countries. So.
Wow.
So I would expect Luxembourg, I think. Luxembourg and the Netherlands and Germany all kind of meet in one spot there. And that's where this village is that he was at. And then there's another one a little bit further south. And these are the areas north of Rhine, West. Westphalia and
Rhine-Westphalia. All right.
Yeah.
I solved the Tenerife mystery, by the way. The largest island in the Canaries is called Tenerife. But the capital is called Santa Cruz de Tenerife. So there's the confusion.
Yeah.
The capital city is Santa Cruz de Tenerife, means on Tenerife Island, obviously. Santa Cruz. All right, so there you go. But I can't find a word about the second hotel here. I believe you, and I'm looking for it. So their tourist industry is in trouble.
Hold on. That's part of the whole Spain story, and the Spain story is just remarkable because hold on, I need to pull up Spain here. With Spain, prior to like 2 days ago. They had only two cases that that had been identified. And they were both the clusters we had talked about previously. One was the UK group that went to the ski lodge in France, and the other was from the German parts company that had one employee went. So one was on Majorca, one was on the Canary Island. And then this whole series started like a couple of days ago with a doctor from northern Italy who went to the Canary Islands, the large island that you just described. And he was positive, and then his wife was positive, and then two companions were positive, and that's where they've got 700 under quarantine. And
I missed my punchline when you asked me what was the name of the hotel. I should have said the Metropole.
If all those 700 got out and about, you would have that. But they're theoretically holding on to them and going to keep those under control. I'm trying to get the other island here. I don't know why I'm not coming up.
On the Canaries, you mean?
Yeah.
Just do Canary Islands. They'll both come up there.
Yeah, well, I was actually trying to get the details on that particular case, but I don't know if it's in the wrong location here.
You sound like you have a little bit of a sore throat. Are you just tired? You've been working so damn hard.
Yeah, I think I'm just tired here. But in any event, the numbers just kept going up in Spain, and there's two cases in Madrid, there's two cases in Barcelona, and there's one case in Seville, and all of them are linked to some linkage to Italy, and except for the one from, I believe, Seville. Seville is no known linkage to any country or anybody else. So that's back into the community transmission category. So even though they only had two cases 3 days ago, now they've got, 14 cases. And one of them appears to be community transmission. And the bottom line for all of this is that they is just testing. So that when they found out about Italy and realized that they could very well be having a number of cases because of Italy, then they started doing more testing. And the more they tested, the more positives they got. And that's kind of where how they went from 2 to 13 and have all of these cases that are linked to Italy and culminating in a La Gomera is the other island that is just to the west of the large island. And the Vale Gonrais is the seaside community where that positive is. So they're on two different Canary Islands and two different hotels, and one has got a group of four and the other one's just got the one. But that's what stood out about it, is that they have all of these cases. And I've been going through the ones in Europe and trying to find out how many of them are linked to Italy. And almost all of them are. So they all have an Italy connection. The Valencia one didn't have any connection, but there was a a group from Valencia that went to see the soccer match in Milan. And how many were in the group from Valencia? You want to take a guess?
No, I'm not good at guessing.
2,500.
Oh, no.
So 2,500 people from Valencia, Spain, went to the soccer tournament. And a bunch of them, as soon as they got back, called kind of an emergency number they have there. I don't know, it's 124 or something. And they said, you know, they just got back from Milan and they got have these symptoms. And
that's just
so
a couple
being
days,
tested.
Right?
It was on, I think it was on the 21st is when they had the tournament. The 21st or the 19th, but, you know, so it was less than a week ago. And so they're being tested. And then at the other end, there were these twin brothers that are in Croatia. And they went to the same game. And they're both positive. So far, the girlfriend of one of them is negative. But now there's a third person in Croatia that's positive. And they threw that in at the very end. And it's not really clear if that person also went to the soccer game or if that person, you know, somehow went to Italy. And so that's just one of many countries that were linked there. And like I say, I was going through the list and I was doing it all day long and I never really caught up because they would just keep on adding more and more. But there was
and most of them flew, right? They probably took a plane, a flight.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So there's another.
Well, they wouldn't all. I mean, some of them are nearby. The one in Switzerland is very close to Italy. It's in the southern part of Switzerland.
Right.
But they had Greece. They had North Macedonia. They had Norway, Romania.
Goodbye,
these are all. These are all countries that have never reported a case before.
Goodbye,
and
Europe.
And then on the other side, they got the ones that are linked to Iran. So Iran's already linked to three cases in Canada, two in British Columbia and one in Toronto. They're linked to Georgia, you know, not the state of Georgia here, but Georgia in
the country,
the steppes of Russia. They're linked to Iran, and the numbers are just going up dramatically in the Middle East. That Iran, their official numbers now are, I got to go way up here to get to those.
We got 400 plus in Italy. That's their official number.
Yeah,
Iran.
Iran's up to 139 with 19 deaths. So they didn't acknowledge the 50 deaths that have been rumored, but their official number is 139 and 19. Italy is, like you say, 453 with 12 deaths. South Korea is up to 1,595 now with 13 deaths. And they even tacked on more to the Diamond Princess. They're still testing crew and passengers, and so they're up to 705 now.
One of those was a 16-year-old. One of those was a 16-year-old on that ship, probably part of the crew somehow.
I don't know. Well, there's some families they might have brought them, but. But the main point is that it's kind of spreading like wildfire in all of these areas, and they have community transmission, and they you know issue travel warnings, and they're not alone. Tonight, the U.S. issued a community transmission press release. And
I put that up.
Well, there's two of them now. There's only one officially, but there's really two. And they, the press release was kind of cryptic. So the press release came out and said it was a case in California, mm-hmm. and there was no known,
a tumble.
That's what I thought. So when I saw it and it was in Northern California, I thought, well, they finally acknowledged that the case in Humboldt County was mm-hmm. community transmission. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was weird that they took a week to acknowledge it because the press release came out tonight. And I went ahead and tacked that press release onto the thread that was started a week ago for Humboldt County because they specifically said they didn't have any known source for that. And I thought they were just late on the press release. And then I heard that they weren't late on the, well, they were late on the press release, but that press release wasn't for Humboldt County. That press release was for Solano County. And so they've got another case. So they've actually got two community cases, except they're only acknowledging one. So the press release says it's the first case. California says it's the first case. And I'm not sure that California even knows about Humboldt County, to tell you the truth.
That's funny. You may be right. That's very funny.
I mean, it's really rural, I guess. But because they list everything. And they said, well, we had seven that had to do with imports from outside of the country. And one is close contact, which was the couple in Bonita County. And then this is the first one that has no known contact. But the press release out of Humboldt County says no known contact. And they said, well, it's not that unexpected because there's all kind of other cases in here and they could have infected somebody else and that somebody else could have infected them. But there's really no difference between Humboldt County and Solano County except that they acknowledge Solano County and they've never acknowledged Humboldt. The U.S. CDC hasn't acknowledged it. And I don't think California's acknowledged it because they put out a press release on this one and they listed, all the categories and, they didn't say anything about, an earlier case that was similar and that they did not have any, person identified that would have infected this one that was positive. And then to make the story even, I guess you could call it more bizarre or more predictable, depending upon your view of how all this is being handled.
Well, just a quick note, Humboldt County is not a hopping concern. There's only 136,000 people in the whole county, and it's a big county.
Yeah, I know. They probably have at least two that have this virus.
And, I would say.
So I don't know. Yeah, it's so rural that the rest of the state doesn't know that there's a community transmission going on. But here's what makes this even worse is, the case in Solano County was announced today, but they were wheeled into UC Davis on Sunday.
UC Davis.
Yeah.
But Solano County, half a million people.
Right. To make it even worse, they had a half a million people, but they couldn't handle this case because this case had become too severe and was all intubated and was wheeled up or flown out or driven up to UC Davis. So it's a Solano County resident that's now in Sacramento County at UC Davis. And they brought that patient in, and they thought, I wonder if this is a COVID case. And the Sacramento County didn't have a kit to test. And California didn't have a kit to test. And they said to CDC, well, can we send you a sample that you can
overnight
test? Yeah. And what did CDC say?
Nope. Sorry.
Nope. Nope. There's no, I mean, how do they get infected? Who's, did they, do they have, are they from China?
This is turning into a Keystone Cops scenario.
Not from China. We're not sure how this person got infected, but, you know, he's intubated and he's got pneumonia, and, we thought you were doing surveillance in Northern California. You said you're doing surveillance in San Francisco. This is Sacramento. It's not that far away. And I thought you had kits up here to do surveillance. And well, they do have kits up there, but that's only for the ones that come from the Diamond Princess. So they got kits to test them, but they don't have kits to test a community transmission case, and they can't even send them to the CDC because it doesn't meet their case definition.
This is all
one way or another, they did end up sending it to CDC, and they got the results tonight. So they got the results late, and they say in the press release something about innovative clinicians or something that led to this discovery. And the discovery shouldn't have been very hard because this person kind of fit the case definition.
Innovative clinicians?
Kind of, something along there. Read the press release. It says something to that effect. So they somehow figured out how to get CDC to test it. So I don't know exactly what that involved. It might have just been making up who they had been, how that person had been infected. Or he might have said, it looks Chinese to me or something. They sent the kit. But anyway, that is how this is the first case. And when you read the details, it's pretty obvious why it's the first case, because it's almost impossible to get any of them tested. So even though they got them and they're serious and they're intubated, they can't get the test. And
that's why
they're doing so well, that they've only got 15 cases. And,
yes.
Most of them are rather mild. And
445 is the new number. It was 426 tests yesterday in America. Now it's 445 today. That's it.
Right. And these other guys, South Korea, they've done like 30,000.
Yeah.
And you would think that the United States could, with 330 million, and you would think they would be able to, they'd be able to test for something that they said is an inevitable pandemic.
Did you see Trump
rivaling 1918?
Did you see him? Oh my God!
We're testing
everyone who we think needs to be tested, or something like that.
He just took every side of every argument, so that he could say he's right and ignore the ones he's wrong. So it may not really be that bad, and it may not really develop. It's not inevitable, and it might be bigger, might be a little
bit smaller.
It might be about the same.
This is going to bite him in the butt.
And he brought in Pence, okay?
Yeah, I know.
It had one MERS case in Indiana. The governors don't have anything to do with pandemic preparedness.
So that was Pence's qualification.
Right. And the guy he replaced, Azar, had no idea. He was being replaced when Trump introduced Pence. He said, here's the new guy in charge, and Azar was trying to stand there. I thought I was the new guy in charge. And then he kind of improvised it all, but I'm kind of the point person here with the contact people at the CDC. And it did not instill confidence. And it was, and then, you know, he was amazed that, 20 to 50,000 die of flu every year. And that they've been saying 20 to 50,000 die of flu every year
forever,
4 or 5 decades.
Yeah.
So this is news to Trump. He had to tell everybody about it because he figured it was news to everybody else too.
He's such a conscientious guy.
It definitely was not building confidence. They got this under control.
He put Pence in charge. At least he didn't put Jerry Kushner in charge again.
I don't know. In charge by all he is he reports to him. I'm not sure what he's in, what that in charge actually even entails. Usually, if you put somebody in charge of a pandemic, they have a medical degree.
Well, they call him a czar somebody with some real credentials.
Or at least a scientific degree that right. They basically know how many flu cases they are, and they know what the difference between the R-naught for the coronavirus and for the flu virus, and that they're not the same. He was marveling. Trump was marveling over 20 to 50,000 dead, and he doesn't realize that the case fatality rate, even using the low number that they use, is 50 times higher. So you can kind of do the math. Well, if you got a low case fatality rate for flu and you've got 20 to 50,000 and you've got a virus that's 1 to 2 orders of magnitude higher on a case fatality rate, what's that going to get you? So anyway.
He's clueless. He's clueless. That's obvious. I didn't watch it. I didn't want to watch. I can't stand him. I read about it. But it was bad.
It was bad. It was beyond bad because there really is a pandemic, and it really is coming, and it really actually is not coming. It's actually here. I mean, they're looking for community transmission, and they had one last week, and they missed it. They put out a press release on it. And now they're doing one this week and said, hey, here's the first one. We just got one. So here you go. This is what we've been looking for. And you say, well, what were you doing last week? So anyway, I mean, it came out on Thursday. And,
were you laughing out loud, Henry? Were you laughing out loud at this? Yeah,
no,
I'd be.
No, I would. Just rolling my eyes.
This is Keystone Cops. Yeah.
You couldn't. I mean, this is a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, it's just they don't have to write it; they just have to film it. You know.
So, this is funny.
Anyway, that's our community transmission. So we got actually two in Northern California, but one's so remote that it just got missed and. They don't read the press releases that their counties put out, but because
Humboldt County is Bigfoot territory. That's how rural it is.
I know, and that's why the community transmission made it,
all the more
likely that it went through multiple chains. It wasn't that they went to a Chinese restaurant and got it. It was much more likely that. it worked its way up the coast or something, but it didn't originate in Humboldt County. And so anyway, the U.S. has got a couple cases now, nothing like what's going on in Europe or Asia or the Middle East, but those are really taking off because I didn't really have the details on the cases in Germany because they came out at way at the end of the day and it said, you know, 8 new cases. And I thought, well, where did they come from? Because prior to a couple of days ago, the only cases in Germany was that big cluster from the parts manufacturer. And those were relatively mild cases. Mm-hmm. And this time they've got some serious cases. And frankly, that's what they have in these other outbreaks. I mean, Italy's got 12 deaths, and South Korea's got 13 deaths, and Italy's got 19 serious, and South Korea's got 13 serious and 5 critical. So, you know, they're not just happening to, you know, doing screenings and happening to come up with some mild asymptomatic cases because they're doing a lot of testing. They're getting severe cases. And the one in California is an example that I'm not sure how innovative they were to actually get the testing done, but they had to jump through quite a few loops, you know, hoops to actually get the test. And once they got ridiculous. The test, I'm sure it was a strong positive because when they wheeled this guy in, he was already intubated. So, and I'm sure that's the reason they transferred him to UC Davis is that they couldn't handle him in Solano County as far as having the facilities. So those numbers are up and there's a community transmission and, you know, it isn't that hard to figure out that with the level of transmission that's going on in the Middle East and in, Europe now, that it's already here because I mean, you can just, if you go through the list, and like I say, I kept on adding to the list, but it's in Brazil, and that is linked back to Italy, and it's in Algeria, and that's linked back to Italy, and it's on 2 different islands in the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa, and those link back to Italy. And so the question is, do Italians ever fly to the U.S.?
Nah.
And if so, how come none of them have been identified by the CDC as like every other country in Europe is identified?
This is so bad.
By the hour. By the hour.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You know, anybody can just look at that and say, well, how many flights go from Italy to the U.S. per day, and how many go to Brazil? You know, and right. I think there's more to come to the U.S. Yeah, you know, right.
I think you might be right.
But they do have one in Brazil already, and they've got like a dozen in Spain, and they've got them in all the countries in Europe, just about. You know, it's just one right after the other, and these are countries that have not reported any cases previously. And so all of a sudden that they realize that there's a possibility that somebody coming from Italy might be infected, then they should test them. Now that they're testing them, they're just getting positives right after the other. And then they've got all these schools that did field trips, including the royal family in England, that 2 of their kids go to a school that did have a field trip to northern Italy. And now they're, I don't know what they're doing with all the kids. I guess they're testing them and trying to find out, you know, just how widespread the virus is from these various, activities, whether it's school related or sports related. They've got all these soccer games now, and there's a Milan team in addition to the Atalanta team. That are both in northern Italy, and the players are probably at risk, but the fans are at risk, and when they're the home team in Italy, then they get these plane loads of fans that fly up to the games, and maybe they drive, I don't know, it's from Spain to northern Italy, so I guess they could drive and just take buses, but whatever, in fact, they probably do take buses, but there are busloads of people that are going there, and there are 45,000 people at the games, and more than half of them are people that live in northern Italy, and so there's got to be virus all over the place, and Valencia, we'll see. So far, they're just being tested. They didn't have results, but they've got at least two in Croatia. The headline of the article is there's more to come. So there are more that have symptoms and are being tested. And the girlfriend, I wouldn't be surprised if they just tested her too soon. That her boyfriend and his twin brother are both positive. So.
Everybody has test kits but us. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, well, it's remarkable that some of these countries that you would think that they might have trouble getting kits. They're Thailand's got a lot of positives, and Japan you kind of expect it, and Hong Kong you expect it. And I guess South Korea
you would.
But you take a look, and it's not that they've got kits. It's that they've used 30,000 tests. They've tested very, very large numbers. And they certainly aren't slowing down. I look at they reuse the kits, and the numbers are, they're up to 1,600 now. And they were like 200 less than a week ago. And so the number of positives are going up very dramatically, and they're not a bunch of mild cases because they got 13 serious and 5 critical and 13 dead. So they're significant cases.
Think about this, Henry. Every day, the viruses love air travel. We know this. Every day, every single day, the FAA, the Air Traffic Organization, provide services to more than 44,000 flights a day with 2.7 million passengers.
Yeah, the population's gotten very mobile. It's more mobile now than it was during SARS. And there's certainly the viruses all over. That's what the question was with SARS. What would it be like if there were 10 metropole hotels and they were going to get the answer? That is what it's like. These large clusters and, I didn't mention that one of the clusters that I sent you, now has at least one doctor is positive. And and there's like 14 other doctors at that hospital that are being tested that are not seeing patients.
Where's this hospital? Which country?
This is Germany again. The wording in the articles, they're basically saying that they're dealing with an epidemic, or that they thought they were going to be able to do contact tracing, and they come to the realization that they're not going to be able to do that now.
No chance.
And so, and they've got, the carnival. The guy was at the carnival for 3 days, and, I don't know how big the carnival was, but nobody's, registering anything to hear this guy.
If you're in Italy, Henry, you're in Italy, and you say, Jeff, I think I'm going to go to the U.S. for a week. I'm going to get out of here. You can fly from Italy to the U.S. for $282. I'm looking at it right now, the rates.
I know. So you think anybody thought to do that in the last couple of weeks? They actually were coughing when they were on the flight and figured, well, you know, I'd rather go to the U.S. There's not as many cases there as there are in northern Italy. Everybody's coughing there.
This is so bad.
But the idea that you're going to stop it now is ludicrous. I mean, they're definitely here. They're not being tested. The R naught is, you know, at least 2-something. It's probably closer to 4.
I would say so.
Each one of them's infecting 3 or 4 people. And they've been doing this for a while. I mean, to get it so widespread in Italy. I mean, it's not just in northern Italy now. They've got it all the way down to Sicily. And so most of the country has cases now. And for it to spread throughout the country like that means that there's a lot of... Well, you don't even need it to spread through the country by tests. You can just look at how many exports they've done. And these numbers that you're reading about are all within the last couple of days. And that's because they started testing a couple of days ago. It's not that everybody started coming in the last 2 days. It's that they started testing for them in the last few days. If they had done this 3 weeks ago, all these countries that are putting up their first numbers, their first positives today and yesterday, would have done it 3 weeks ago because they've been there that long. And the virus doesn't need to get a test to infect. You know, the virus can do what it wants to do without saying, I better not test anybody until infect anybody until I make sure that they know I'm here. You know? So it's ridiculous. The whole thing
is the CDC, the whole thing is ridiculous, and that sums it up. How is the CDC?
But it's not just the CDC. I mean, these countries in Europe are doing these tests. But 3 days ago, Spain had 2 positives, and those 2 positives were not recent. They were weeks ago. So they had 2 positives. These guys that are in Italy and flying to Spain have been doing this all along. The guys in Italy that are going to soccer games have been doing this all along. And for it to get throughout Italy, it didn't happen overnight. This is not a new event. It may have kind of got to a critical mass now so that, you know, there's massive exports right now. But it's, and for the EU, they don't have to fly. You know, they can drive from country to country there, and they don't need a passport.
They take trains. And they got trains everywhere.
Right. And then it's the same thing in the Middle East. I mean, all of these, these are pilgrimages. These people come from all of these adjacent countries to go to the one city, and they're packed in like sardines.
Mecca is one,
Well, this is in Iran for the Shiites.
So that's QOM. QOM.
Right. And
they got cases. You've documented the cases in Iraq, United Arab Emirates, Dubai. I forget Kuwait. Whatever. It's got toeholds all over the place already.
Right, and that's just testing in the last several days. I mean, this all kind of started last Friday. Last Friday is when it was clear that these countries were expanding their testing where the cases were. So Italy and Iran had kind of boosted up their testing and kept getting more and more positives, and the positive numbers that they had kept skyrocketing. And then all their neighbors realized, well, if they've got that many cases there. I mean, Iran would be an easy one to understand because they've got pilgrims going there and coming back from there. And so if they went there and there's all of these cases, especially when it was, you know, they were saying that potentially every major city had positives and the deputy minister of health is infected and he's on film, you know, not looking happy or well.
He was not at all
sweating and coughing. And so they all know that they've got cases, and it's a matter of whether they want to figure out how many they got and where they are. They aren't going to figure that out unless they start testing. And when they start testing, they start getting these positives. And so anybody paying attention knows that this virus transmits more easily than the flu. And there are major concentrations of this virus. And the numbers are going up dramatically. And it is going to be a pandemic. And I mean, Trump's sitting there saying, "Well, I don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't." You know,
mind-boggling.
And did you know that 20,000 people die from the flu each year? I never knew that, but you didn't know it either. So it's ridiculous. And I said that the last person you would want in charge of the pandemic is exactly what the situation is in the United States.
Yeah, well, there it is. Thank you, Henry. All right. Excellent. And go get some rest. Tomorrow's okay. Another day. I wonder how the CDC is going to back into this. It's going to be pretty interesting to watch that. They'll have to dance their way into it.
This community will skyrocket as soon as they start.
Of course
testing.
It will.
All you got to do is look for Italians. If they came here the last, they arrived in the last 2 weeks. You can efficiently use your test kits. You won't be wasting them and getting a lot of negatives.
Okay. So, thanks
anyway,
much.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Take care.
All righty. Good night. And good night to all of you. If you're in the U.S., wherever you are, prepare. You've got time. The panic has not hit here yet. Don't test. Don't tell. All right. Be back tomorrow. Take care.